Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, honor, and blessing to be with you here tonight. Listen, we are in the land of the living. And although our circumstances may not be what we would like them to be, amen, or although things may not be going the way we think they should be at this moment, we're still here. And because we're here, we have purpose. And because we have purpose, we have power. And because we have power, hallelujah, we have an assignment to fulfill. Amen. And it's so important. It's so important that I continue to stress to you the importance of you recognizing that you're on assignment. That you're on assignment. Amen. Your life is an assignment. And I know that we don't like to come up. Sometimes we just want to get in our little cubbyhole and hide and stay to ourselves and just be to ourselves for a minute. And guess what? There's a time for that. There's a rest for the people of God. But you need to get an understanding of just who you are in the realm of the spirit, who God has placed you here as in this earth realm, and the power that he's given you. Amen. We need to know this. Why? Because many times we are living defeated lives. We are living beneath our privilege as God's children. We are living beneath our privilege as kingdom citizens. We don't understand what it means to be a child of the king. We don't understand what we have legal rights to. We don't understand how to appropriate what has been given to us in the spirit. We don't know how to utilize our spiritual seat that we've been given in heavenly places. We don't know how to pull down, amen, those spiritual blessings that we have been blessed with. The Bible says we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. All of them. What are they? We have to know these things, amen, in order to be able to execute our assignments in the spirit of excellence and to go forth in the things of God as he would have us to do so that he can get glory. That's why we're here. So if he's not getting glory, we have a problem. Amen? Amen. And so I just want to encourage you all, when we come on the air every week, it's so important. Sometimes, you know, you'll find that you hear the same thing over and over and over again. Amen. It's just like when we had to learn timetables. We had to keep repeating. Repetition helps you to remember. Even with the spelling bees or vocabulary tests, you keep going over, rehearsing it. And that's in actuality what the word meditate means. It means to ponder out loud. 6 times 1 is 6. 6 times 2 is 12. 6 times 3 is 18. 6 times 4. You hear me? It means to ponder out loud. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Lord, I thank you that you are my strength. I may feel weak, but you said, let the weak say I'm strong. We have to rehearse what we know. We have to hold. We have to confess what we know to be the truth, amen, because we have power to speak a thing, and the atmosphere has to be changed, hallelujah. For somebody that's feeling downtrodden tonight, open up your mouth and speak what thus saith the Lord. Maybe you don't know the scripture by heart. That's fine. Get your Bible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read it out loud. You got hell in your house? Open up your door. Oh, we got to get active here. Come on here. Proactive about who we are and who we believe. Bless the Lord, all my soul tonight. I said we got to go into action. Get the word of God in your lip. Open up your mouth and begin to declare and decree what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Shandaba. Cast the devil out your house. How about that? Why should you, oh God, why should you live in oppression and in torment? Hallelujah. Come on. He's given you power. Thank you, Jesus. And you got power for this very hour. Sister Paige, I know he gave me power when I got baptized in 1995. No, listen here. You got power for right now. Maybe your cup is running a little empty. Get a refilling. Hallelujah. I said he's giving you power for this very hour. Yesterday's manna is gone. That's why we got to say before daddy to get fresh manna. Fresh. Hallelujah. We got to have the word. Come on. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Praise God. Tonight I'm excited that you could be here with me. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm getting more and more excited. The more I see trouble come. God, I love you. The more I see hell raised, the more I know God is doing something. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? And he's teaching us how to stand on our own two feet, flat-footed. Rebe Sheka. Uh-huh. Knowing who we serve, knowing in whom we believe, defending the faith. Amen. Hallelujah. You hear me off this? I sit the page of a chicken sandwich, but chicken dinner time is over. We got to be on our knees. We have to be warring in the spirit. We have to proclaim, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord with our lives, not just with lip service. There's territory that God has assigned each and every one of us to that should be claimed for the kingdom. We got to see power manifested in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me to Acts 19. Hallelujah. Verse 1 through 20. Acts 19, verses 1 through 20. Amen. We're going to do some reading. Hallelujah. We want to hear what the Holy Ghost has to say. Pray with me. Will you do that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 19, verses 1 through 20. And it reads like this. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And found and finding certain disciples, he found some disciples there. He said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" Now, keep in mind that these are people, hallelujah, precious souls that believed in Jesus. Ah, but believing is not enough. The Bible lets us know that the devils also believe, and they tremble. My God, you can say, "I believe in God." That's cute, but that's not enough, honey. We got to go past believing. He said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you partaken of the package deal? Lord, have mercy tonight. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." What a tragedy. Lord, have mercy tonight. There are some souls even right now that may have heard a little something about the Holy Ghost, but they still don't understand who he is in his fullness. Some of us have believed and even been baptized, but we don't understand that he is a person. We don't understand that he has feelings. We don't understand that he's alive and well and how much he desires to commune with us. We don't understand how much power we've been given after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Come on, we got to get an understanding of who we're dealing with, or what we have been given, what we have access to. Glory to God, we got to know what our portion is. Bless the name of our God. Praise God. So he says, unto what then were ye baptized? If you ain't hear about the Holy Ghost, I got to know, unto what then were you baptized? Into what baptism were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus." John did that. He let you know that you had to believe on the one that was coming after them, after him, whose shoe latched the, whose sandals he wasn't even worthy to even touch a loose. Amen. He let you know that. He let you know that, glory to God, that the one that's coming after him is the one that you got to cling to. He let us know that. He did that with the baptism of repentance. He told them about Messiah. And they heard this. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So get this. They were already baptized by John. I feel that somebody on this line tonight, some of you may have been contemplating getting baptized again, recommitting your relationship with the Lord. John's baptism was good back then, but you want a fresh, you want a refreshing now. Well, that was the state of these people. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I love that. I love that. Hallelujah, because we got a lot of saints that's walking around with an empty cup, and God is showing us right here. You got the Holy Ghost? And then about Shonda, it's like a brush fire. He called Bobo Shando. Candidia Shaba. You can lay hands. And then say, "Oh, wait, I hear you, Holy Ghost." Everybody can lay hands. Amen. And we're not to lay hands on any man suddenly. Amen. But what I'm saying to those who God has activated, you can lay hands, Yandarabosi, and impart the Holy Ghost. Are y'all here tonight? Rebeke Shandaba. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this is the time for these precious people to receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, they spake with tongues. They didn't just speak with tongues, they prophesied. And all the men were about 12. The number of divine authority. Yes. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. He went into the synagogue and he began to plead with the people about the kingdom of God. I believe he let them know that the days of chicken sandwich is over. We're talking about the kingdom. The days of, come on, monopolizing God's movement is over. We in the book of action now. God gave you a gift. You ought to be using it as the Spirit of God moves on you to do so. You don't need man's permission to get on your knees and fast and pray. Come on up in here tonight. He begins to dispute and persuade things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened, there were some people who were hard-hearted. We got those, and they didn't believe. You got them right in the church. They could see signs, wonders, and miracles and still not believe. That's why the Bible said Jesus could not do many miracles in his hometown. He had to leave because of the unbelief. When the divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Please understand that Paul went about sowing the word for 2 years. He kept laboring, teaching the word, planting the seeds of the word, opening up the bread of life to the people. You can have program after program, concert after concert. We need the word. Glory to God. Under the Yosha, we have to be able to rightly divide the word. We have to get an understanding of the word. We have to be able to chew and digest that word and let the word work in us. 2 years. That all they that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. They were in the word. Somebody here tonight. Are you hearing? God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. Dangerous stuff. Look at what happened. There were certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists. We got exorcists. Y'all know that in existence today. Exorcists who practice casting out evil spirits or removing evil spirits. They decided that since they saw the name of Jesus in power and action through the Apostle Paul, they were going to call people to them that had evil spirits and use the name of Jesus. I feel God right here. And they said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. I wish somebody tonight would understand and grab a hold to the fact that you got to know Jesus for yourself. How dare you step up into how dare you step up into a place of authority and try to sit in a seat that you have not been called to or qualified for? Loud, have mercy. Somebody tonight needs to know, my Jesus ain't no genie. He ain't no good luck charm. He ain't no four-leaf clover. He ain't no rabbit's foot. He is the Savior of the world. And in his name there's power. And if you believe in his name, you will cast out devils. The sick will recover. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. Wow! If you believe, that belief goes beyond belief. It's a knowing. It's an intimacy. There's an exchange. I give my life away for him to use me. My life is hid in him. Glory be to God.
what happened here? These brothers were illegal. Got a lot of folk in church. Call them that are illegal. You think your cape and your collar make you legal? God, please help us. You think because somebody told you were elder or apostle, you legal? God, Jesus. You think because you got a certificate and you took the class at the Bible school that you legal? Oh, you got to be sanctioned by the Holy Ghost. Chosen under the Mashiko. Many are called and few are chosen. Hallelujah. Just because you can speak in tongues don't mean you legal. Ribio Shaba. I don't care how many years you've been on the deacon's board or you've been rubbing elbows with the pastor and driving his car and carrying his suitcase. Wow! It doesn't. It don't make you legal. Okay. You sit right there and let folks get you beat up. Go ahead. Go ahead and let people's flattering tongues get you beat up. You go ahead and get your chest stuck out and get the big head because of people. Don't you dare think for a moment because people are falling out that you're legal. Yeah. Let's see what happened here. They decided they were going to use Jesus' name. Shall I set notice in the atmosphere, Holy Ghost? Yes, sir, I will, as you give me permission. There are many that are like Samson, Rebekusha Babansi, that were once in the right placement with God, legally walking in authority, who have lost the anointing because they've told all their secrets. They done laid in the bed with any and everything, entertained every compromising spirit of homosexuality, perversion, adultery, lust, gambling, cheating, robbing the orphan pan. How? And you think you're going to use Jesus' name? God's going to let you get beat up right in front of the congregation. Keep praying with God. Come on, Shata. I said it's coming to the house. Hell, I've seen it happen. I've seen it personally happen in the church where Brother Page and I were, he was a member, I was fellowshipping and helping out. And they decided they were going to despise the gift of prophecy in that house. The leader got up and said he didn't want to hear nobody prophesy nothing. Prophecy is not allowed in his house. That's what he said. So you can have your house, sir. God bless you and your house and your curtains. But when you dismiss Jesus, when you dismiss the Holy Ghost, there's a prince demon on the throne. So he thought he was going to keep on going and using Jesus' name to carry out this work that he was called to do. Hallelujah. The Lord had already released us from the place saying that he's going to send judgment. Come out and shake the dust off your feet. You know what happened? Next we heard they had to call the police because the members tried to fight the pastor, almost tried to kill him. Had to call the police. Next thing you know, somebody set the church on fire. The ceiling fell. Then finally, the city came and shut the place down. God removed the candlestick. What am I saying? Don't play with the power of God. The devil ain't studying you with your cute self. It's the power of the living God, the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing that destroys every yoke. And just because you're anointed don't mean you're legal. Are y'all here tonight? Resh Baba Shikiriyai. Saul lost his authority and power as oiled up as he was because of disobedience. Are y'all here tonight? Let's keep reading to see what happens. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priest, which did so. They decided they was going to get in on this using Jesus' name business. Mm-hmm. And look at what happened. The evil spirit answered, oh God, and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Who will you be? Oh, Lord, help us. And the man prevailed against them. They got their butts kicked. Is that all right? So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Jesus, let's read that in the Amplified. The man in whom the evil spirit dwelt leapt upon them, mastering them. Oh, God, please help me through here tonight. You better stay in your lane. If your assignment is to clean up after the chicken committee, stay there and learn how to read the 23rd Psalm till you memorize that. Stay in, yeah, oh, stay in your lane. If your assignment is to pick up the pastor's Bible and the notes and put it away neatly and come to him and her in prayer, stay there. Stay there. Don't try to go to Goliath and you ain't been in worship behind the backside and been rejected. Stay in your lane. Don't play with the power of God. Oh, God. Don't you dare go before the King, Esther, and you ain't fast and pray. And you ain't been prepared for the assignment and the shift in the assignment. Kanda the Bosi. Regular kingdom protocol was that she was supposed to be called. But God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the anointing, gave her a power and authority to go before the king and not get killed. You got to stay in your lane and know that you got the backing of God, his legal permission, and the right to do what he says to do. Stay in your lane. Hallelujah. Listen, they mastered the two of them and were so violent against them that they dashed out of that house in fear, stripped, naked, and wounded. Listen, there are a lot of people been playing church. Hear me tonight, please. In the Holy Ghost, don't hear me. Hear the Holy Ghost. There are a lot of folk that God has been having so much mercy on. He's been having mercy on us, family. And he has been calling and pleading, sending prophets and warning and pleading and sending prophets and warning and pleading and sending prophets and pleading and warning and sending prophets and sending prophets and warning and pleading. And allowed some pow-pow in the church, some sickness, come on up and hear tonight, and pleading and warning, and doors threatening to be shut, but he allowed the money to come. Y'all ain't going to come on here. Hallelujah. Warning! Repent! You can't play with God's stuff and use Jesus' name to line your own pocket. You're not going to play with the power of God to try to make yourself look good and you ain't living right. You're not going to hide. You're not going to hide behind the power of God and you're living a double life. God is going to expose in this hour except you repent. Oh, you got to repent. We got to repent and get in our rightful place. Hallelujah. We got to get in our rightful place. Yeah, Baba Shanda. Look at what happened. Look at what happened. And this was known to all. I got to go back. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is going to strip folk. Y'all don't hear me tonight. I said he's going to strip folk. Right while they're sitting on their throne, drinking their orange juice and Red Bull and water. Y'all don't want to have no church. He's going to strip you. Except you repent. Repent. Rebabosh. Ilabasaya. You got to repent. Look at what happened here. Nope, I can't go no further. There's souls at stake. Reba Shanda Rabosi. There's souls at stake. Hallelujah. Woe be unto the shepherd that leave my sheep astray and scatter them and don't go find them. Hallelujah. Judgment begins at the house of God first. Glory be to God. All right. And this was known, verse 17, to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. They heard about this here. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. The name of Jesus was magnified. Hallelujah. Look what happened. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. See, this is what I love about this type of belief, where your faith is followed by action. You don't just believe, but you move into action. Look at what happened. Many of them also, which use curious arts, the witch workers. God, I love you tonight. Yeah. They saw the power of God. And they decided, I'm putting this mess down. Listen, the dust, Google dust, and the dogs with the pins, they got nothing on Jesus. I wish y'all know that tonight. Hallelujah. God is trying to bring witches and warlocks into the kingdom delivered. And you play it, church, dabbling. Judgment be upon you, except you repent. The judgment of God be upon you, except you repent. Rebeke Shaba, Kandarabosia. What did he say? Many of them which also worked curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. Can I tell y'all something? Can Sister Paige say something here? I'm looking for God to do it right there in New York. Y'all hear me? I said, I'm looking for it to happen in New York and Florida, where the government has legislated that Satanism can be taught to the children, and where the transgender agenda can be promoted. I want revival to hit them schools so hard that the schools shake. Y'all don't hear me? That there's an earthquake. My God, that everybody will come and take their garbage and put it in fire and burn it. And say, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I don't want this foolishness no more. My Jesus, we want you to send revival. Yeah. We need it. And they counted the price of them. Hallelujah. And found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Mm-hmm. Many of those that were doing witchcraft and magic, they counted the value of what they had, and it amounted to about $9,300. That money could go to feed the poor. Y'all here tonight? That money could go to build housing for those that are homeless. Hallelujah. To stop sex trafficking. Glory to God. The Lord, listen, you playing with the power of God. We ain't just talking about in power and anointing and healing and deliverance. We talk about the power of money. Kingdom treasury that answers all things. Hallelujah. Where God gives seed to the sower to bring forth a harvest to win souls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We playing with the wrong thing here. All right. Thus the word of the Lord. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God grew and prevailed. I don't want nobody to be disturbed about what's happening on Lifetime movie network here. Is it Lifetime Channel or TLC? Where that show Preach is on with the prophetesses and the churches in the uproar. Listen, it's going to be all right. God knows how to take what? The foolish things of the world to confound the wisdom of the wise. And he knows how to work all things together for the good to them who love him and to those who are the called according to his purpose. God going to work the crap out of this thing. Do y'all hear me? Maybe that wasn't the right word. But he going to work it. He going to work it for good. Hiya, Babosha. Our job is to pray, to stay in a place, and continue to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. To fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your word tonight. We want to thank you, O God, for reminding us that your power is not to play with. We want to thank you because we realize that the preaching of your gospel and even the warning of destruction to come is not popular. But we've already made up in our minds we don't want to be popular. We want to be used by you. We want souls to be won. That's why we're here. We're here for your glory. Father, we thank you for giving us strength through everything that we must face and everything that we must endure in this earth so that you alone will be glorified. We know that it's about the souls, nothing else. It's about your name being lifted up, and it is about your holiness. Father, we know that your power is sacred. So we ask that you continue to sanctify us and help us to live consecrated lives for you, that we will carry you in the spirit of excellence, O God. In the name of Jesus, you be glorified, Father. Be glorified in us at all times. We honor you, love you, and praise you for revival that's getting ready to take America by storm. Father, we pray for the nations of the world and for the peace of Jerusalem. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your great plan. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen. That's my time for now. I got to go. Hallelujah. But I love you. Listen, stay encouraged. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer. Stay in daddy's face. Stay in the presence of God. Time is winding up, and we have much work to do in a short time to do it in. But he's going to hasten us. He's accelerated his work in us so that we can win this harvest. All right? I love you. See you next week. Same time, same station. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.